testimony. Every praise of the Lord, all those things work in part to the whole of what God's doing. And I want to preach for just a little while. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel, chapter number 1. We'll look at a few things there. The book of Daniel opens up in difficulty. One thing we could, I believe, be in agreement with as we began to look into Daniel chapter number 1 is how quickly something can change. In a moment's time. The Bible says that there in Daniel chapter number 1 that Jerusalem was being besieged by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. The Bible says now, verse number 3, we'll read here just down through verse 8. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now notice verse 9. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Now this portion of Scripture I know is very familiar to us, and because of that I do not want us to lose sight of some, I think, precious truths right here. Daniel, as I said, things can quickly change. Now I want to first of all look at this. Daniel had something before he got there.
Yes, he did.
That's very important for us to understand that Daniel did not end up in this situation and then try to think of how he was going to endure it. Sometimes prosperity is interrupted with adversity. Not anyone in here today cannot say at some point of time your prosperity has been interrupted with adversity. Now, the important thing is not so much that it has as to what you're going to do now that it has. And Daniel had something before he got there. In other words, there were some things that were instilled in Daniel so that when he got here, he knew what he was going to do. Turn back just quickly here to Deuteronomy 6. He had some godly upbringing. It was not something that went through one ear and out the other. It was some things that he was taught. I've heard that mentioned today, how important it is to make sure some things are passed along so that some things will continue. Now notice what it says, Deuteronomy 6 and verse number 20. Now this is what God instructed His people to do. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us up out from thence that he might, watch this, bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that He might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as He hath commanded us. Listen, these things were taught to Daniel. He knew something about the presence of God, the power of God, the providential care of God, the things that regardless of what may come our way, God is able and adequate to see us through. See, these were some adverse times. You know, the scene is here, if we look at Daniel, and I know what sometimes people may think. Well, you read just a minute ago that Daniel was in that crowd or that group of those who were, there was no blemish and well-favored and skillful and all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and they had ability. So in other words, Daniel was amongst the cream of the crop. Okay, that was him. So some people would say this, well, how could he not turn out right? He had all of these advantages. So he had to be able to turn out right. Well, let's think about that. How many people have had the privilege to grow up in the house of God, to be taught from this age of how I love Jesus? They were taught the books of the Bible. They were taught the 12 apostles. They heard. They were brought up under the ministry of great men of God. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be godly because you were brought up under godly men. We don't grow in grace because we're under a godly pastor or we've had wonderful Sunday school teachers to bring us up in the things of God. No, it must be something. Watch this. As James said, but be ye doers of the word. Not hearers only. Watch this. Deceiving your own selves. So there is a possibility that we can have this line of thought that, or take it this way, that just because you know certain things, that doesn't make you godly.
Right, you're right.
Just because your pastor preaches the Word of God, that doesn't mean you're growing in grace. Here's what means you're growing in grace is when you take and apply the truths of what God has said. Daniel did that. See, Daniel had something. In other words, he did not postpone what he would do. He had previously given some thought to what he would do should he end up in this situation. Most people don't do that. In other words, this is our thought. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. You better be ready to do and know what you're going to do when you get there. In other words, the time to see if you've done it right is not when you have to face God. In other words, you've got to take care of some things beforehand. Listen, first of all, Daniel had something before he got there. Now, we're going to face some adversity. Your prosperity is going to get interrupted. But do you have something when that time comes? Can you remain faithful when that time comes? Now, you may say, well, now, wait a minute, he had advantages. Well, a lot of people may have advantages, but it doesn't mean they're going to turn out right. For example, think about the elder son. Although he did not depart like the younger son, and although he did not degrade himself and distance himself from the father, he failed to see what he did have at home. He never knew the heart of his father. He never understood why the father would go out and wonder this, is my son going to be home today? I believe the father was looking for the return of his son, but the elder son didn't get that. He didn't understand that. What is that man doing? And the reason that he did not is because he did not know the heart of his father. He didn't know anything about mercy and patience and a love that went far beyond just what appeared. It was something inward. Listen, Daniel had something before he got there. But let me say also that Daniel's attitude did not change because of adversity. Some people, when adversity comes, they just come apart at the seams. They don't know what they're going to do. Well, God ain't fair. This don't make sense. Why'd God let this happen to me? Why did this have to come my direction? Listen, we never grow unless we go through difficulty. We never experience Him as the lily of the valley unless we first go through the valley. We know that to be true. Now, it makes for good preaching, but it's not always for easy living. Isn't that true? Now, please, I don't stand up here and make any comparisons to myself and other men of God that are here that have faced great difficulties. And you went through adverse times. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying this, that it is during those times, isn't it true, that you've learned a closeness with God. You've learned something that God, His presence, He'll be with you. He said, I'll never leave you. Now, He didn't say that you wouldn't feel lonely. He just said, I'll never leave you. He didn't say that you wouldn't feel like you've been forsaken. He just said you never would. Someone who said, I got to a place where I didn't have anyone to help me. Well, that's not true for a child of God, because He said, I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you. I'll always be there to sustain you and to keep you together. You want to know the reason you don't come apart? Is because of Him. The reason that you're able to make it through something is because of Him. Here's what Daniel said. Daniel had something before he got there, but his attitude did not change because of adversity. Let's just look at this. If we all had our choice, right here is what we would choose. Sunny skies, smooth sailing, an easy path. There's not anyone in here that would say, I'm looking for tempestuous winds, boisterous waves, choppy waters, dark clouds looming over my life. We'd never choose that. If it was left to us, we would look for smooth sailing and all of that. But we know that's just not life. That's just not how it is. Sometimes there's difficulty along the way. But what God wants us to understand, that regardless of what comes our way, first comes His way, and whatever He permits to come our direction, He'll enable us to make it through it. And you say, why will we make it through it? Is it because of our strength? Oh, no. No, our strength will fail. Is it because of our just bearing down under the load there and staying with it? No, although that's important that we do that. But we must realize He's the adequate one. Amen. He's the one that's able, and He's the one that provides for it. Listen, Daniel, when these adverse times come, he had something when he got there, and that's important. And we need to realize this too, that those things that we hear concerning the Word of God, do they go further than just hearing? There is a concern here that we hear what God said, but that doesn't mean we're growing in grace because we've heard it. We know what God said to do, but that doesn't mean we're maturing as a believer. The only time that the growth comes and the maturity begins to take place is when what we've heard from God's Word gets from our knowledge, the head, to the heart, and we begin to believe Him. We begin to embrace what God said. In other words, we don't blame Him because of the situation. We just look for Him to help us in those situations. Listen, Daniel here, he had something before he got there, and his attitude did not change because of the adversity. Now, I want you to notice something here, though. Verse 9. When we realize this great truth, I believe it'll help us. When we realize that what is out of our hands never is out of His. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. See, this is what God done. God had already... Because, watch this, because Daniel did respond in the manner that he should have in adversity, because he was faithful. Now notice here, when they said you must eat and partake of the king's portion, that went against the dietary laws that he was commanded of God not to do. Do you want to know why Daniel had something worth dying for? Because he had something worth living for. The reason Daniel said, regardless of what you do to me, I'm not going to partake of that. The reason that he could say, even if it means my very life, is because he had something worth living for. The reason that the child of God ought to be willing to have something worth dying for is because they have something worth living for. There's a message to tell. Do you know how many people today that face adversity that more times than not they're overwhelmed with it? They get buried under it. They quit on God. They quit church. They quit their families. Quitting is absolutely the easiest thing to do. But here's the thing about God. For Daniel, he gives us a great picture of someone who took advantage of what he had. And when he did get into these places, he had something to help him in this time. And it did not change his attitude or his spirit. See, Daniel wasn't griping about it. Daniel said, oh, how could this happen to me? I mean, I've been doing what my parents have said. I've been listening to the instruction I've been given. Now, why has God allowed this to take into my life? He didn't do that. But here's what he did. When everything came his direction, and it was adversity here, he responded correctly. He put it all in God's hands. See, Daniel realized that God knows what's going on here. We could read in here and find out that this was part of God's judgment upon His people. But let me just ask some things here. Just real simple questions. Do you have something before the adversity comes? Have you taken advantage of the instructions you've been given before those times come? Do you know how you're going to respond when it gets lonely? Do you know what you're going to do when it seems as if you've been forsaken? Are you going to be able to hang and trust and take hold of the promises even when it doesn't make sense? Everyone remembers this account in Scripture. It's one always been a blessing to me. Jesus tells the disciples to get into the boat, go over to the other side. And they do what He's saying. So they're obedient, doing exactly what God says. And not so far as they begin on this journey and they depart, a great storm arose. And they began to get very fearful. And the Bible says, in the fourth watch of the night, the darkest time of the night, now watch this, at a point in time that they got into their lives, because I believe this is a picture here, an illustrated picture that we can see, that at the very darkest, coldest time of their lives, when they began to wonder, where's God at? Has God forgot about us? We're doing what He said. We're doing exactly what the Lord said. This is happening. Watch this. He steps out of the shadows. Right here I am. Why are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? So here's the thing. How many has got to that place where God at the very last moment, and I mean at the point when you was ready just to give up, to quit, hope was diminishing, your life's in jeopardy, that He shows up. Watch this. I'm right here. I've not left you. I know where you're at. We're going to make it through this. And see, the thing is, Daniel had something before he got there. And his attitude didn't change because of the adversity. And when we realize that when it gets out of our hands, it's never out of His. You see, if we and we won't, but if you went through the entire book of Daniel, here's what you'd find out. You'd see just how sovereign God's workings is amongst His people and even throughout time, as so well explained in the book of Daniel. God's in control at all times. But Daniel is someone who, when he faced these things, he already had something before he got there. A lot of times, the reason that we are unprepared and things overtake us is because we don't have anything when we get there. So I hope that, you know, and this is just a simple little message. I like to say it's deep, but it's not. I like to say it's difficult to grasp, but it's not. But it's important that we understand that we need something before we get there. You know what I'm saying? In other words, why do people wait till it gets bad? To feel, right here's our approach to prayer. Well, if this don't work, we can always pray about it. That's what we do. I mean, if this don't work out the way that we've planned and we've manipulated and we've laid our brilliance and our intellect and all, now if this don't work out, we can always pray about it. When prayer ought to be the absolute first thing that is done. And it might divert some of that adversity that has to come our way. And Daniel knew something about that. I don't believe, you know, I realize there's not a lot of kids and young people, well, a lot of young people here. That'll get me good points if I say that. But a lot of that we see the importance of taking in what God says. These messages that we've heard today, if we listened and we were open and say, God, I don't know where you're going to fit these in my life, but I've been attentive to them, Lord. I don't want it just a bunch of knowledge, but I want it, Lord, to be something that I can take and apply in my heart and it to be lived out. Your Word comes within me and it's lived out through my life. And you know what? Some of the things you've heard today are critical to us because you're going to need them down the road a little ways. It may not come into play right now, but down here, a fair piece, you're going to need something. And it's being given to us today. These are just some simple things from Daniel.